Well, Robert,
yeah.
This is it.
This is it.
Your last day as host of All Things Considered after 30 years.
Yeah.
Listeners have a lot of thoughts and feelings about this milestone, and we wanted to take a moment to hear from some of them. So our co-hosts Audie Cornish and Kelly McEvers join me to help.
Hey there, Robert. You know, the listeners we heard from, they come from all walks of life.
I'm a truck driver with my husband.
Speech therapist.
A hospice social worker.
I am 74 and retired.
And they say they'll miss a lot of things about you, Robert. One thing most of all. Here's Eudora Evans of Harvey, Louisiana, and Kelly Perdue of Grand Rapids.
He has a soothing voice to me. Like, it's not soothing where it will put you to sleep, but it's just really calm.
And a kind of all is right in the world.
There was just always something welcoming about turning on the radio, you know, at 3 or 4 p.m., and having him be the first voice that I hear, you know, right after the news.
That's Helmar Menz of Portland, Oregon.
He is kind of a father figure. You know, I don't know him as a person, but just the range of introspection that listening to his voice allows, I do think that it was kind of a some kind of father figure over the radio, honestly, over the last 20 years. And that's probably part of why I'll feel especially affected by his departure.
Over and over, people told us how it's more than your voice. It is your presence that has meant so much. Kelly Perdue feels it. She has been listening over 25 years.
Being a hospice social worker, I have hard days that are sad and difficult. But as I drive in my car, going about my daily tasks of visiting with patients and families who are dying, Robert was my companion. He made my day better.
And it's not just adults. Generations of backseat NPR listeners grew up hearing your voice. Two of them, Zayden and Kaya E.B. Holmes from Fishers, Indiana, their brother and sister, 16 and 15 years old.
When my mom would just drive us places, she'd just have NPR on, and I'd hear the name Robert Siegel, and I thought the last name was great, you know, because, like, we thought he was a bird. We'd hear, "Hi, I'm Robert Siegel," when you're listening to NPR, and we'd just freak out, "Take us somewhere, fly us away."
I was really bummed out that, like, no one, like, not even, like, my kids are going to be able to hear him, like, in a whole bunch of years, to feel the joy of his voice and laugh at his name and everything.
People trapped in cars appreciate you, Robert.
My name is Greg Gungorat Maja. I have listening to Robert over 15 years.
That's the Turkish Lyft driver who picked you up this summer during a reporting trip in Boston. He didn't recognize you at first, but once you started talking, he knew exactly who you were.
He was great that he asked me questions, and we exchanged opinions. It was perfect, and I enjoyed it so much, and I will never forget that the rest of my life.
Robert, I'd like to say thank you.
Robert, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for making me and my sister happy when we were in the backseat of a car.
Robert, thank you from your co-hosts.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. And we want to end on this, a wish from John B. Cooper of Colorado. He's listened to you since you were Bob Siegel 40 years ago.
When that mic goes dead, I will hope that he moves on to a great adventure and a wonderful life, because he has enriched my life. And I've been so proud to be able to be a listener over all these years.
I'm bowled over and speechless. Ari.
Hopefully not so speechless that you can't round out the segment right now.
I can say it. This is NPR News.